talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And yes, this is the Exchange Club, but it's the Exchange Club live from the 51st Annual Bratwurst Festival in downtown Bucyrus, Ohio. South Sandusky Street is where Charlie Evers and myself are located here. Charlie, we just had Carly's Bratwurst during the break.
Yes.
And how delicious it was.
Yeah, it was really great. It takes you back to the good old days when Bratwurst by Carly's is so good and typical of what you would expect in bratwurst. Now, there are a lot of there's a lot of bratwurst sold here too, and there are a lot of good bratwurst. Carly's have been here probably for many years, since it began. But generally the Bratwurst Festival limits bratwurst people. It has to be made in Crawford County, which is a good thing.
Now, we should mention, I don't know how much we mentioned it in hour number one, but Carly's Bratwurst is the official supporter of our broadcast today.
That's
here,
right. Yeah.
On WWGH Radio. So be aware of that if you ever come on over to Bucyrus, not just during the Bratwurst Festival, but beyond.
Yes, right. That's for sure.
Now, it's a 77 degrees, so says the bank. Flashing sign over there.
Bad, yeah.
77 degrees, a little breeze out of the south.
And looking south, rain may be falling in Marion yet.
It looks like it might have hung over Marion a little bit.
It's getting, to our immediate west, it's getting bright looking. Wow.
To the north, it looks pretty good.
Does it?
Yeah. It's not perfectly clear, but it's not as dark as it is to the south.
Now, we're located in front of the Bratwurst office. This is where the Bratwurst people have. They bought this building here years ago, so they would have a permanent location for their offices and their souvenirs and things like that.
Well, it's a nice building.
We're right in front, and of course, we have electronic gear galore, and we don't want it to rain.
No, we've made it through okay so far. We're up on the air. We're sounding good. So if the rain can hold off at least until 3 o'clock, we'll be okay.
That would be nice.
Yes. We'll take it.
And tomorrow is the big day. The parade begins at 2 in the afternoon. And it is a long, long parade and really interesting.
Now, what kind of things are in the parade? Is it a lot of cars, a lot of politicians?
Yeah. I don't believe they allow politicians. I think that was a thing that they came up with a long time ago. No politicians. Whether that's still in effect, we'll know tomorrow. But there will be a lot of floats. A lot of companies here will put together a float.
Now, do they have a lot of motorcycles and fire engines like we do at the Popcorn
Festival?
Fire
engine, yes, but not motorcycles.
Now, I never have understood at the Popcorn Festival, is that part of the parade or are they just there at the end of the parade?
Open up, I really don't know, but they roar like crazy, don't they?
Now, the Carly's Bratwurst sandwiches. Now, we did not have what would look like a typical bratwurst. It was a sandwich.
Yeah.
Now it was a bratwurst with sauerkraut and mustard.
Mustard, maybe some horseradish.
Well, there was something that I could tell that was a little spicy in there.
Yes, that probably was horseradish.
Now, is sauerkraut typical with the bratwurst?
Yes, it is. Typical would be a rye bun with sauerkraut and onions. And usually, where you buy your bratwurst, they'll have outside, they'll have jars full of onion, chipped onions, and anything you need.
Well, the bratwurst is a very, when you think of the hot dog and you compare it to the bratwurst is just 10 times better.
That's right. No comparison. Wieners or hot dogs are in their own field.
Totally different tastes.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though they're prepared similarly. But we did learn, I don't know how much we dipped a little into the break there, but Carly was talking about beer brats and the fact that beer is not necessary.
Yeah, they don't recommend the boiling bratwurst in beer. They say drink the beer and eat the bratwurst. But
so that's just an old hangover.
Yeah. We saw some royalty going in the office here. I hope.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come out.
Yeah.
I thought
right.
I saw some.
Oh, there's
behind
a,
us there.
Oh, there's the Braille royalty across the way from us. If they come back this way, we'll grab them.
We'll grab them. They have. Oh, here's a. Would you like to be on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Oh boy, first runner-up. Your name?
Megan Young.
Megan Young. Okay. Boy. Oh, you got. French fries and a sandwich.
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
A hot dog. I got a hot dog. Yep.
Okay. Megan, where are you? You're from Bucyrus, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What school?
Winford Elementary.
Okay. All right. That's just on the west end of town here. How long have you competed before in this festival?
Last year I went and I didn't win, and this year here I am.
Hey. All right. Now here's something. I have a granddaughter that was a first runner-up in Miss Teeny Pop in the Popcorn Festival.
Cool.
Did you get some gifts?
Yes, I got a lot of gifts.
And a trophy?
Yes, my trophy is in the car.
Okay, now you're going to be in the parade tomorrow at 4 o'clock, right?
I'm going to be in it today, too, I think.
Oh, that's right, tonight at 7.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be dancing up on the stage with the band and... I'm doing the pizza eating contest, the cream puff eating contest, and just walking around.
Okay, cream puffs at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, hey. Well, eat your food. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Great.
Thank you. Congratulations.
She's a cute girl.
Very nice.
Yeah, pigtails.
And dressed in the typical Bratwurst Festival garb.
Now, you know what that dress is called?
No, I don't.
A dirndl.
A dirndl.
D-I-R-N. Well, there's some more royalty.
Would you like to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Come on over. Here we go. Okay. Charlie, take it.
Second runner-up. Okay. You're the second runner-up for Miss Bratwurst Festival?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
Melanie Johnson.
Melanie, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I read your qualifications, my land, a list a mile long. You've traveled a lot?
I haven't traveled yet at all. This is my year of doing it, so I'm 2018. But okay. 2017, they traveled a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But aside from the festival, you've traveled a lot of different states, haven't you?
I have. Well, yes. But the queens, they list off their traveling. And the princesses, we don't list off our traveling. But the queens have, yes.
You'll be in a lot of festivals in Ohio yet this year.
Yes.
Oh, boy. And so... How do you have to make a lot of arrangements, I suppose, to get time to be in these festivals?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite subject in school?
Mine is science.
Science. Mm-hmm. Okay. What area of science in particular?
Any, really.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, I was telling Scott about the dirndl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, these dirndl dresses are not cheap, are they?
No.
And they're custom-made?
Yeah. You can get them from anywhere. You can get them from online, or you can have somebody make them. My dress is actually from Germany.
Oh, really?
We got it shipped over from Germany.
Actually from Germany?
Yep.
Wonderful. I know some of them cost up to $300.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or more.
Okay. But they're beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Really great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got a busy time yet today and tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And your name again?
Melanie Johnson.
Melanie Johnson. Okay. Melanie, thank you very much for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you, too.
Okay. All right. Melanie Johnson. All right. And it's a great day, and there are more people now. I see a lot of royalty. I see a girl wearing a crown. That must be the queen or the... Well, interesting. There are girls. And, Scott, did you hear...
Melanie
said that dirndl came from Germany.
That's what I was hearing through the TuneIn app.
And they cost a lot of money. And so the parents have to, you know, stretch their budget a little bit to help out their kids. So that's great.
I wonder what the shipping is from Germany.
Yeah. But dirndls are a typical German-style dress.
Here comes another one.
Oh, yes. Maybe grandpa, yeah. Them. Hey.
Yeah. Come, radio show here. Here we go.
Go ahead.
This, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott's going to talk to the princess.
Princess. Who do we have with us here?
Phoenix Evans, the princess of Bratwurst Festival today.
Oh. Now, how long have you been training to participate in the competition?
3 months now. I think 3 months.
And what was the competition like? When was the competition?
The competition was yesterday at 3:30.
Was it a fun competition to be a part of?
Yes, it was a very fun competition. I'm very happy, and I'm very sad for those girls who did not win.
Very nice. Now, what will you do as Princess of the Bratwurst Festival?
Can you ask that again?
What will you do? Will you be in other parades and things of that nature?
Yes, I will be in other parades. I will go to other festivals, and I will do my best to represent this Bratwurst Festival.
What is your favorite part of the Bratwurst Festival?
My favorite part of the Bratwurst Festival is that it's a family tradition that brings family and friends closer together.
Now, we were talking to some of the other girls today about the dresses, dirndls, I guess they're called. Where did yours come from?
Yeah, I ordered it offline.
Well, no, that's good, because apparently it's a very nice thing, because when you see people walking around with this on, it's a very interesting thing here, very unique to the Bratwurst Festival. Now, do you like bratwurst?
I do like bratwurst. I enjoy them a lot.
Now, how do you eat yours?
With, like, toppings?
Yeah, toppings. What do you put on?
Sometimes I put mustard and relish on it. Sometimes I just put ketchup or mustard on it. Or ketchup and mayo.
Now, what do you want to be when school's over with?
A career. Probably a chef or a veterinarian.
Sounds great. Well, hey, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, you're up here.
Okay,
here comes one.
The first runner-up of Miss Bratwurst Festival. Okay. First runner-up, and what is your name?
Riley Powers.
Riley Powers. There used to be a company in Bucyrus, Power Supply Company. Any relation?
I don't even know.
Yeah, well, okay. Now, you say Riley Powers. Okay. Riley, how much, now you're wearing a dirndl too. Mm-hmm. Did anyone make that for you?
Actually, I bought my dress online and it came with the red apron, so my grandma made my apron out of some leftover fabric that she had.
Okay, that's great. That's a beautiful apron too. Yeah, great. All right, now, what do you like best to do in school?
In school, we'd probably have to go either to choir or to math, because math is my favorite subject, and choir, I love to sing, and it's always been one of my favorite things to do.
Right, and math is something that you'll need the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you're good at math, you can be good at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Math. I would like to be a pharmacist, and math and science are two of my favorite subjects, so that job has both of those, and that's a great thing.
That's right. Science, technology, and math, and yeah, okay. Now, what did you have to do in competition for your first runner-up title?
You go up on stage, and you say a speech, and then you also answer a question. And before you go up on stage, you have an interview with three judges. And that is mainly based on how you and how you talk and do everything. And then on stage, that's also how you can be on the spot, how much you can talk and...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you have to know a lot about bratwurst?
Not about bratwurst, but you kind of had to know about the Bratwurst Festival and its tradition and how it works. And
sure, okay. All right, your name once again?
Riley Powers.
Okay, Riley. Good to have you here today, and we'll be seeing you in the parade tonight at 7,
yeah.
Tomorrow at 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you plan? Oh, yes, I asked you what you plan to do after school. You're going to utilize your math?
My math, my science skills.
Okay, good. Riley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Bratwurst Festival royalty. Boy, oh boy. All right. So, we have a lot of the royalty around, and they look so, Scott, they look so nice and neat in their dresses. My.
Well, I was just thinking, it's windy here. It's a little chilly for August. Rain poured down 90 minutes ago, and these girls in these very pricey dresses,
yes,
are very well kept, very well coiffed and groomed and all those things. You can tell it's a position very important to them.
That's right, that's for sure. And they enjoy representing Bucyrus and the Bratwurst Festival all over the state.
And how many people of their age would know what a dirndl was?
Oh, I guess so. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and it's been good talking to these young ladies.
Yes.
My land, they're so poised.
Well, they, and you know, other places we've done remotes during the 4.5 year history of this station, some people run the other way. These are very well prepared,
yes,
well qualified, good speakers, and they want to participate and represent what they have won.
Right.
And that's good.
Right. Yes. Very good. It still looks like rain to the south of us. I hope it. I have to see which direction these clouds are going.
It's pouring in Marion right
I
now.
I bet it is.
You know, and this is a service, really, of WWGH. I don't believe there's another Marion radio station broadcasting from the Bratwurst Festival.
No, there usually is from time to time. But
they did away with it.
Oh.
No, did they?
Well, no.
Oh, I don't know. Are they here?
I don't know. They're only manned at certain times.
Oh, I haven't had a chance to walk around.
Okay.
So they're here.
Yeah, after we're done broadcasting, we'll have to go around and
we'll have
to see some of this downtown.
I'll have to see some of this area. We're in you can see what you can see from here, but there's a lot more to this for sure.
There is. Yes, we're down at the more or less the end of the concession area, and it goes two or three blocks to the north here. And even across the railroad tracks.
Well, you know, how many streets does the Bratwurst Festival cover?
It covers, it must be 5 blocks.
5?
At least.
Because I can see, I can probably see a football field, and it's still going on.
No, there's no football field that way.
The length of a football field.
Oh, the length, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
A football field length.
I tell you, see the building down there with the aperture on top of it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now that's over 100 years old, and I often wonder, I hope that's anchored down good.
What is that?
That used to be Bucyrus City Bank.
Well, what is the thing hanging off of it?
It's a decoration, an artwork, like. And but this festival goes way beyond that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to make sure to get this in, because seeing this extension cord makes me think of it. It's running across the valley here. The people here this morning with the Bratwurst Festival, we did not have a long enough. We had to move.
Oh.
Because where we were originally going to be set up, which was across the way over there, the Wi-Fi connection would not reach over there.
Really?
So I did not bring a long enough extension cord to get to that red portal over there. So this pink cord, orange or pink?
Yes.
It kind of looks like, what color would you call that?
Pink.
Is that pink?
Kind of dark pink.
Dark pink. Was provided by the Bratwurst Festival so we could broadcast in front of the store and do what we needed to do.
Super.
So the people here have been great. We thank them. And we're going to be here for 2 more hours, folks. And
we'll
Carly's.
Yeah.
We got to mention Carly's as
right.
our supporter today and also provided such delicious food for what's been going on.
Yes. I don't know if that little girl, have we had her on yet?
I don't know. Would she like to be on radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to come
over.
Be on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie,
yeah.
Here you go.
Okay, she's the Junior Princess. Yeah, all right. Miss Junior Princess. Okay. When did you compete here? A week or so ago? Or was it last night?
Last night.
Okay. And so what did you do for competition or your talent?
We had to practice what we were going to be doing the night before, last night. And then last night was the real thing, and all of the people just said stuff about us. And the judging was on Thursday, yesterday, and the judges just decided. And
how excited were you when they said you're the junior princess?
I was really excited. And
I can imagine that crown looks nice, too.
Thank you.
So you like bratwurst, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now your name again?
Peyton Fackler.
Peyton, okay. Peyton, where do you go to school?
Cyrus Elementary School.
Okay, that's where the high school used to be, isn't it?
Yes.
Carlisle Elementary, I think they called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Carlisle was my doctor when I was your age. He made house calls, and he was such a great person. They named that school after him, Carlisle Elementary, yes. Okay, and that's where I went to high school. I graduated from there a long time ago. Okay, so do you have any plans on what you'd like to be when you grow up? Oh, and that's what?
I want to be a vet when I grow up.
A veterinarian. All right, that's good. You know, I have Brad, who's a veterinarian. And so he's busy. Okay, well, that's good. And you live right in Bucyrus, do you?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll be in a parade tonight?
Yes.
And tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. What time's the parade tomorrow?
I believe the same time as tonight, 7.
It's 4 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock tomorrow. It's 7 o'clock tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And your name once again?
Peyton Fackler.
Peyton, okay. Peyton, by the way, did somebody make your dress for you?
No, my mom bought it.
Okay, well, that's good. Beautiful dirndl dress. Yeah. Okay, Peyton, thanks a lot for coming by here. All right, okay, good. A girl with personality. That's great. Yeah. Wow. And she's got her name on her banner, too. It says Bratwurst Festival and her title. Then on the back, her name is stitched.
Oh, there. I didn't.
That's neat.
I did. 51st Annual Bratwurst Festival.
51st.
We're now down to 75 degrees.
Oh, really?
Yes, we've dropped 2 degrees.
Well.
In the last few minutes here.
It still looks dark to the south, but up here it's bright.
I don't know if it's raining or if it's dripping off this
probably
overhang.
Yes, right. And more and more people now are here at the festival, and of course that will increase this afternoon and tonight. It'll be jam-packed, of course.
I would imagine. And you know, festivals like this, unlike fairs, which are great, no admission to get into
right.
these events.
Yes, you can be here all day long. Now, if you want to park nearby, I think it's $4 generally, and really great.
Now, downtown Bucyrus, how much has it changed since when you were a kid?
The street is wider, for one thing, and the parking has changed. The parking spaces are designed that there's a 3 or 4 foot gap in between cars, and that's interesting. Oh, here comes some more royalty.
I think we've had her.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the buildings down here have all been kept up nicely. In fact, remodeled a lot of them, like the one across the street. Has a brand new paint job, and others have had brought up to snuff. You won't find any buildings run down, not
well,
downtown.
Well, see, this is the conversation we've had about downtown Marion, and right where we sit right now, in the heart of downtown Bucyrus, during the break there, with within 30 feet of us, is a drugstore.
That's right, and behind us used to be a studio, Steel Studio. I grew up with one of the Steel Boys, and they're all gone now. But when they closed the studio down, the Bratwurst Festival Committee bought the building.
That was what this building was.
Yes.
330 South Sandusky Street.
Yeah, right.
Now, across the way, We should mention there is a Wendy's sign up there, but much like Marion, it's being redone.
It's totally gone at the moment, but they'll start rebuilding it probably next week.
Now, you know, as I said earlier on, with some planning, you would have think they would have stayed open during the festival.
Yeah. It might be more of a headache for them during the festival because naturally a lot of people like to use their bathroom or their restroom.
That's probably true.
And so, anyhow, there's plenty of places to eat. Now, you can notice the music.
I do.
Yes, okay.
Polka.
That goes on all through the festival. And that's typical of German or Swiss-type music.
Now, what is the Bucyrus tie-in to Germany?
Well, a lot of immigrants came to Crawford County from Germany. I mean, you can go down, like when we used to have telephone books, go down and see one German name after another. In fact, my relatives came here from Germany.
Now, how did Colonel Crawford Day become the Bratwurst Festival?
Well, that's an interesting. I wouldn't know exactly unless we talk to someone familiar with that particular era. And when you think about it, that was 51 years ago. And I don't know how many people are still with the festival that were here when it began.
Well, if it's 51 years ago, I would guess not a whole lot.
That's right. And festivals require volunteers. And a lot of times, festivals get wore out. I mean, their volunteers get worn out. And everything goes to pot. So they have to keep recruiting people. And you'll see them wearing shirts that say volunteer.
Well, I wonder why festivals like the Popcorn Festival and the Bratwurst Festival have maintained. And then, essentially, what was the festival? The Urang Bang did not maintain
That's
itself.
That's right, yeah. The Popcorn Festival takes a lot of volunteer workers, too, just like all of them. And you've got to keep the interest up. You've got to make it interesting for a volunteer.
Well, I don't know if schools have started in Bucyrus yet, but I would guess that would be a plus to when they have the Bratwurst Festival.
That's right. And I think, I don't know, I would suppose school has started here, but I can't say for sure. But, it's a different time period. It used to be we went back to school after Labor Day.
Well, and we ran it on the news, I think, 2 days ago, but there is a bill in the Senate and the House of Ohio right now that would make it mandatory for all schools to start after Labor Day.
That would be good, because monetarily, it prevents people from extending vacations or going on vacation when they take up this early. It's kind of strange.
Well, that was an interesting story because the Travel Bureau commissioned a study to be for this extending it.
Yes.
But the Principals Association, the Administrators Association, said they already take into account weather and so on and so forth, and they are against that particular thing. Yeah, so I don't know what will happen, but you know, if it becomes a rule, it becomes a rule.
Yeah, that's right. That's for sure.
You have to abide by it.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing more and more
people coming, a volunteer. Coming down the way, I see three umbrellas and three royalty.
That's right. Hey, we'll nab them,
for sure. In about 20 feet, we'll have some here.
Yes, right. Now, it's very intelligent. They're carrying umbrellas.
They do have umbrellas.
Yes. And not everybody comes with an umbrella.
No, they don't. A lot of people out here without umbrellas at this point.
That's right. And so I take it these are the queens and the runner-up.
I see some, some sesh.
Yeah. Hi. We're on the air. This broadcast is going all over the area, including Marion. And we'd like to hear some.
Yeah, who do we have with us here?
Hi, I'm Emily Rudd, and I'm the 2018 Bratwurst Festival Queen.
Oh, Emily.
Oh,
right.
I'm Emily Chafatras. I'm the 2018 second runner-up.
Second runner-up.
I'm Desiree Sharp. I'm the 2018 first runner-up.
First runner-up. So we got the queen, the first, and the second runner-up
here.
They're all here.
Right. Now, I bet you can't remember years ago, I used to work down here making shingles by the city hall. You were probably just a couple years old then. Okay, tell us about your dress, your dirndl. Did someone make that for you?
I actually ordered my dress. I wanted a purple dress this year, and I looked everywhere for a purple dress, and I found a burgundy dress, so it was close enough, and I got it and fell in love with it.
I can only imagine. And they're you don't buy those in a dime store.
No, no. You have to order them or have someone that knows how to make them.
Okay. So you'll be, what kind of a float do you have this year? It's generally rather nice. Okay. And so now you're the festival queen. Your name again?
My name's Emily Rudd.
Okay, Emily, I read your background. You've traveled a lot of different states, and you're involved with some of your activities you've been involved with.
I'm involved in 4-H and FFA, along with Student Council, National Honor Society, Interact Club, Spanish Club, now Bratwurst Festival. So, yeah, I'm involved with and I work for Mark's Homemade Ice Cream, so
wow.
I'm involved.
What did you have to do in competition?
Yesterday we had an interview in the morning, and then we had the pageant at 8 o'clock, and right before the pageant we had the parade.
Okay, did you have to sing or do any talent?
We didn't. We just had to do a little speech at the beginning about what our favorite thing is about the festival, and we also had a fishbowl question and a question about our bios.
Okay, good. All right, now let's get the second runner-up here. And your name?
Emily Chavachos.
Emily. Okay, now you've got a beautiful dirndl on, too, with a very intricate embroidery. You didn't make your own dirndl.
No, absolutely not. I ordered from my favorite vacation place, Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Yeah, I've worked at Frankenmuth.
Really?
Yes, at the Bavarian Festival.
Oh, I love Frankenmuth. It's a great spot. Yeah.
A lot of Christmas stuff there.
Yes. Yeah, the Brauner's Christmas store.
My favorite store.
Yeah. Well, I worked up at the Bavarian Festival making shingles for 3 years. It's a wonderful place.
I agree.
Okay. And what else? Oh, yes. What do you plan to do when you graduate?
I plan on going to Bluffton University to be a criminal psychologist.
Wow. Okay. That's just north of here.
Now, you have a very interesting brooch on there. Does that have any significance?
Yes. My great-grandmother recently passed away with Alzheimer's, and this is her brooch. So I wanted her to be with me during my experience.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice.
Yeah, sure. That's what was your grandmother's name?
Eileen.
How nice.
Wow,
I'm sure she's very proud.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Okay, now.
Yes.
Scott's going to talk to you. You're the first runner-up.
First runner-up.
Yes.
What was the pageant like?
It was definitely very nerve-wracking, but it was also pretty exciting for all of us. We kind of went up there and laughed and had a great time together.
Now, what is your? How do you get bratwurst prepared?
I like it just plain and on a bun, but pretty done. I don't want it to be pink in the middle, and I don't want it to be overburnt, so I'm pretty picky.
Now, what does the pageant consist of?
It consists of an interview, and then we go through the parade. We have an on-stage introduction, a bio question, and a fishbowl question.
Now, what was your fishbowl question?
My fishbowl question was, what historical figure do you relate to the most and why?
And what was the answer?
I picked a gymnast as I was a gymnast, and I kind of just talked about how I thought that we resembled each other. So.
Now, have you participated in the pageant before?
Yes, I was the first runner-up in 2016, too.
What is your favorite thing to do at the festival itself?
I think just walking around and seeing everybody and participating in the food eating contest.
And where did your dirndl come from?
I had it made by a lady here in town.
We have the...
I have a niece that can make those. Judy Widman.
Well, we have first runner-up, Queen, and second runner-up, Desiree Sharp. Emily Rudd's the Queen, first runner-up, Desiree Sharp. And Emily Chavitz, the second runner-up, and they all have umbrellas. They're smarter than us, Charlie,
yes,
right now.
And beautiful dirndl dresses and good personality.
Absolutely.
Oh boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
Take care. This is WWGH Radio's broadcast from the very soggy 51st Bratwurst Festival, but that's not their fault. That's just the way it is
now.
Yeah,
it's kind of dribbling a little bit.
Dribbling.
Yeah.
But what very intelligent, smart, well put together girls.
Well, they've got personality, don't they?
Well, and that brooch, very
interesting
significance.
Yes,
there.
My land.
Now, see, that's nice. That's nice.
But all those girls have such a big background in things they do for the community and themselves. It's great.
Now, you have looked at their backgrounds. What were some of the things that were in their backgrounds?
Yeah, in all their travels, and like 4-H and FFA and in other organizations, community projects, really they cover such a broad area. Now, that's interesting, too, in their competition. Now, they didn't mention any singing or dancing or anything like that.
I thought that was interesting. I mean, I heard interview, I heard stage introduction, I heard fishbowl question, riding in the parade, but I don't think there was
any talent in dancing or singing.
Well, I remember a few years ago, and I don't know if it came or went, but I remember years ago there was still a bathing suit competition in the popcorn pageant.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they've been...
I think that's been done away with, Charlie.
Everywhere, yes.
I think that all bit the dust.
Yeah, that's...
Which is a good thing, because these are supposed to be scholarship pageants. And I never understood what that had to do.
Yeah.
It was
And I
odd.
Never knew how much scholarships they got.
No, nobody ever says, do they?
But, you know, a scholarship can be $5.
It could be. Pay for your books.
Yeah. Well, let's see, right now it's 12:54... And we're here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're on the main drag, you might say. It's not a drag, but it's the main street here. And we're kind of like surrounded by concessions. We're straight across the street from the one out of Columbus, the famous one with their Bahama Mamas.
Bahama Mama.
Schmitz, yeah. They're going to be at our fly-in at the airport, Marion
Airport. The Bahama Mamas will be there.
Yeah, they'll have their stand there.
So they will have big hot dogs.
Obviously, yes.
Yes. Now, I do see, just, I think you can't see it because of this pink tarp here, but I think there's a cream puff stand over there as well.
Well, that's right. They're famous for their Bahama Mamas and their cream puffs. Their cream puffs are to die for. I mean...
Really?
Oh, my.
Good cream puffs.
Oh, boy. Yes.
I think I see Carly coming with another delivery.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great day.
With 6 minutes left in this hour, we'll break again at the top of the hour. We'll come back, though, with more here.
Yeah, boy,
we're not going to go anywhere.
It's been really fun interviewing these girls.
Yeah, we've had a good time here, and we're only at the midway point at this particular juncture,
right.
So we're going to continue on and have more fun here at the Bratwurst Festival.
That's for sure. There's Carla just dropped off. Busy? Are
busy,
you?
Busy, busy.
Carla,
circles.
Do you have
circles.
To, every now and then, bring more bratwurst to the concessions that sell yours?
Yeah.
So they don't have that much storage.
Right. Like, right beside us here is the Bucyrus Band Parents, and they've been here probably since the beginning. And I, for them, can make two drops a day, drop-offs, and then they have my cell phone, whoever's the leader. We text all day long, and I can run up 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever they need it. So I'm on call.
Are you the one, your company supplies the bratwurst for is it Colonel Crawford PETA?
Yeah. Yeah, Colonel Crawford Lions Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, the PETA Wurst. Yep, we do. We drop that off at the Colonel Crawford School on Monday, where they use the cafeteria there and make it all up for the weekend.
Now, they've got a special sauce they made out of maybe mustard and mayonnaise or something. It's really good.
Yeah, sour cream and mustard. You got it?
Sour cream and mustard, yes.
Yeah, you have to have that on top, don't you?
Yeah, well, oh, boy, it's good, yeah.
Yeah, they usually sell out, too.
Are there any other derivations of the bratwurst? The regular bratwurst, the pita, is there anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be bringing you up a bratrito.
Bratrito
from First Baptist Church. Their Scream Team youth group do that. And as well as they made a bratinator. They use our bratwurst patties, and they grill them up, and they have the cheddar cheese and bacon on a rye bun. It's wonderful. And the bratrito, you know, they actually use a patty and slice it up and dice it up.
Patties, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they have great portion control that way. They do a great job.
Now, another thing, too. The formula for bratwurst is really a highly kept secret, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I think
you have your own formula?
Yeah. Yes, very much so. And my sister Chris and I, we're the only ones that know it.
Yeah. Now we can watch bratwurst being made, and you have a window in your store, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anyone comes in, we usually make Monday through Friday, say, 9 o'clock to 3 in the afternoon, and you can just watch us and the bratwurst makers, the little monkeys behind the cage back there.
Yeah. Sure. Now, that's the thing you feed in there, that's not a natural, is that an...
casing.
Yeah, the casing is not natural.
It is, yeah.
It is.
Hog casings.
Yeah, kidding.
We still use hog casing, sure. 32-35 millimeter, you betcha. Yeah. And the smaller one for our party size bratwurst or breakfast links, that's a sheep casing, just so you know.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting. Now, you don't have to you buy them already ready to put on them.
Yeah.
You don't have to scrape them out yourself.
No. Actually, they come, they're. Do you want to know more information than you wanted to know? Most of the hog casings, they're from the pork producers in the United States. They get put in barrels and go over to China, and they size them up, and they, size them in, like, we get a 32 to 35 millimeter, and then somebody else might get a 36 to 40, and blah, blah, blah. They size these and then ship them back to us, and then we get them in, and all we have to do is rinse them. They're fine. I mean, just to make them pliable.
Back years ago, I talked to a lady who... help process scrape those and then they would for fun blow them up and they were so solid they'd turn their lips red. But that was a long time ago.
Okay, no, we never had that pleasure.
But so you feed that into the machine and then you put in the ground ingredients and away you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a simple process and you could see it all through, you know, we just
how does your employee know when to twist.
When to twist? Experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it is a craft, right? The diameter of the casing changes, and you have to shorten it or lengthen it because you want a quarter pound. It's not a thing. So, yeah.
But one thing, they're not sold by the length, they're sold by the pound.
Correct, yeah. We sell them by the pound, and it's a handcrafted product, so you might order 4 links, and it might vary a little bit.
Sure.
But Carolyn Coker's been there 21 years, so
really?
She's an expert. She's dead on most all the time. I mean, she's good. She's really good.
I grew up in a neighborhood with some Coker girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A long time. Everything has been a long time ago, Carla.
I hear that recurring theme there. Yeah, Charlie.
Right. Oh, and now your husband is chief of police, isn't he?
Yeah. David? Our last name is Koepke. I know it's hard to pronounce if you ever see the name spelled.
Is that a German name?
Yeah, Koepke, probably. Yeah, from Pomerania, his parents are from. But they nicknamed him Cupcake when they couldn't.
Oh, no.
Should I say that on air? No.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest.